The next item on the agenda is 9A, announcing the winning name of the Township Website Chatbot Contest. And I'd like to turn this over to the liaison to the Media Board, Supervisor Wax. And the floor is yours.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So as you may know, Upper Marion Township will debut a new website in the coming months. One of the features of the new website is a chatbot, where you can ask a question and the chatbot will ideally direct you to the answer that you are seeking. The Media Board has actually tried out the chatbot on similar websites to the one the township will be having, and it is actually very effective. So to have a little fun, we decided to give the chatbot a name. And there was a chatbot contest in which you could find information on in various township publications, such as the e-newsletter, if you wanted to enter a name. The contest ran for 45 days. Over 120 submissions were received. The Media Communications Advisory Board narrowed down the finalists to 6 contenders, and several residents submitted the winning entry. Before I mention the winning name, I just want to thank the people who submitted the winning entrance. They are Matt Popek, Greg Heleniak, and Karen Jarina. And the name of the chatbot for Upper Marion's new website will be, anyone want to do a drum roll? There we go. Fred. Yes, Fred is the name of the new chatbot. When the Media Communications Advisory Board came up with the 6 finalists, I was originally like, Fred. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized, you know what? It's simple. It has historical connotations that are related to this township. And you know what? I happen to like it. So I think the board made the right decision. And I first and foremost also want to thank the Media Communications Advisory Board for all the work they did. And also our Public Information Office for all the work they've done on this. And Fred will make his debut sometime in the coming months with a new website. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I just want to mention that Fred is because of Frederick the Great, who was the king of Prussia. And he reigned from 1740 to 1786. Of course, I just looked it up. I don't have this in my head. But that's where Fred comes from. It's not just a random guy's name. It's because of Frederick the Great, the king of Prussia. And we had a tavern, for anyone who's new to the area, we had a tavern at the intersection of 202 and South Gulf Road. It was the King of Prussia Inn. It had other names, I think, over the years, but that's the name that gave this area the name that we know it by now. So that's it, Fred.
So we're looking forward to our new website, and of course, we're looking forward to Fred. I'm sure there'll be a little nice, cute little emoji that'll be attached to Fred, that a little crown or something to identify Fred, and we can all have fun with that.